Blog Talk Radio.
Diva Mary Kate, 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 Diva Mary Kate. Welcome to Diva Spot, 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 welcome to Diva Spot. You're tuned in to that on-the-spot diva. From east to the west coast, her grinds off the meter. That blog talk Shira, giving boys the blues. They laugh at their ass on that hot mess news. With hot topics and Mary Kay products, log on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up. I love it, boy, you already know. You're listening to the only Diva Spot Radio.
Diva Mary Kay, 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 Diva Mary Kay. Mary Kate, Diva Mary Kate, Diva Mary Kate, Diva Mary Kate, Diva Mary Kate.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
What's going on, Dimes and Divas? It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, and you are now tuned in live to Step the Game Up Saturdays with Diva Ebony B. Each and every Saturday, 5 p.m. on the West, 7 p.m. in the Central Standard Area, and 8 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Area. Make sure you call me up at 347-980-302. Again, that's 347-989-0302. And press the 1 button to be heard. Also, you can jump in my live chat room. All you got to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot and jump in the chat room. And for all my tune-in radio heads, big shout-out to y'all. I know y'all listening around right now, and if you don't have the tune-in radio app right now, download it. Go to Google Playbook and go to TuneIn Radio and search Diva Spot Radio. Now, y'all know each and every Saturday I show y'all how to step y'all game up and take it to the next level. And today, my special guest I have is Shayna Reed with Curvy Girl Nation and with her partner, Jonathan Pearson. They are going to be in a building live to talk about their business and help you step your game up and your business game up on the next level, because we need to take it to the next level. Also, I'm going to have Indie Grime on Clear J Official live in the building, and I'm going to hit y'all with that hot mess news. Now, y'all know we can't have no Step Your Game Up Saturdays or any show with Diva without some hot mess news, and y'all got to stay tuned for that. So, before I get into my special guest, I'm going to go into a hot track right now to go ahead and get y'all warmed up. It's Saturday. The sun is outside. Everybody's feeling good, and we need some feel-good music. Let me hit y'all with Jermaine Riley right here with a couple of drinks. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Follow me on Twitter, at Diva Ebony. Let's go.
Yeah. Tell your business, babe. I'm on my way. Weakness.
Said what we had to talk about was serious. Wanted to get everything off your chest. That's looking like a lie to me. Rushed out, thinking it was urgent. Did I know? I got it twisted, thinking you were sober. I'm just another victim. Drunk texting, blaming on the alcohol, babe. Cause at the time you were intoxicated. Either way, I'm not complaining. Might as well deal with the problem at hand. Cause you need me, yes you do. You miss your boo. Had a couple drinks, now you're telling the truth. Might as well deal with the problem at hand. Cause you need it, yes you do, you miss your boo. Had a couple drinks, now you're telling the truth. You can't even lie to me, the alcohol has got you ready. What was I supposed to think soon as I step in the door? It's what you've been waiting for. Said you've had a couple drinks. You said that you needed help getting in the bed. Don't even try to be a genius. That's looking like a lie to me.
Look at you,
kinda tipsy. Put down the bottle, don't you let your nip slip. Don't you get me started, cause I'm trying to resist being another victim. Drunk texting, blaming on the alcohol, babe. Cause at the time you were intoxicated. Either way, I'm not complaining. Might as well deal with it. The problem is pancakes. You need me, yes you do. You miss your boo. Had a couple drinks, now you're telling the truth. Might as well deal with it. The problem is pancakes. You need it, yes you do. You miss your boo. Had a couple drinks, now you're telling the truth. You can't even lie to me. The alcohol got you ready. What was I supposed to think soon as I step in the door? It's what you've been waiting for.
This is what you've been waiting for.
You've had a couple drinks.
You know what you're doing. You know exactly why you texted me that shit.
Was I supposed to think soon as I step in the door? That's what you've been waiting for. Said you've had a couple drinks, you can't even lie to me. The alcohol has got you ready. What was I supposed to think soon as I step in the door? That's what you've been waiting for. Said you've had a couple drinks.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Steffi. Saturdays, each and every Saturday. Tune in live, call into the live show at 347-989-0302. Again, that's 347-989-0302. I'm going to bring in my special guest. We got Shayna Reed and JP up in this thing. Give them a round of applause. Yeah. Yes, Shayna, and you have the tea for us and for all you business owners that's out there listening right now. You guys can press the one button when you're on the call line to ask questions, but make sure you share the show. Shayna, how are you? JP, how you doing?
Hey, Queen. I'm doing well. I definitely am missing the New York City life, but I definitely love it out here in Missouri, St. Louis. Got to rep the 314.
You already know. Big shout out to the 314.
Yes, yes, stadium.
Blessed and highly favored out here in these streets, you know?
I know that's right. So you guys are a tag team duo with this business, with your businesses that you have. And you have some really cool things going on. And I always love to see, you know, a king and queen together doing it big and being able to run their company and their brands on a next level and in harmony, which we always know is always some hiccups that people don't see behind the scenes. But you guys do each other 100%. So, Shayna, for those who are listening and just tuning in, tell everybody about Curvy Girls Nation and about this amazing gel that you have been just awing people on the internet with.
Well, Curvy Girls Nation started out as a movement for the plus-size divas all across the nation to promote self-love and encourage confidence. And I held workshops and brunches and, you know, networking groups and things of that nature. But it slowly turned into how can I physically make a woman feel more confident about herself. So I launched a lingerie line. And I'm the only lingerie company in the United States that carries from medium to 9X. And I have customers all over the world, working on international customer base now. And the 2-Minute Miracle Gel, big shout out to Shelly Maguire. Both John Pearson and I absolutely love the product, and we promote it because it works. And, you know, it also makes you love the skin you're in physically, literally.
Mm-hmm.
So the 2-Minute Miracle Gel is a 7-in-1 product. It exfoliates, primes, highlights, moisturizes, reduces the appearance of pores, and removes dead skin all in one in under 2 minutes. So, you know, that speaks volumes. John Pearson and I promote it as much as we can because we use it. We've seen the results, and everyone thus far is absolutely astonished by their results. Yep.
I love it that you guys do it live to show, like, live results. How were you introduced to the gel? Like, how did you come across, and big shout out to Shane McGuire, too, but how did you come across the gel?
Well, you know, it's sort of a long story, but it was introduced to me through at my business partner, John Pearson, at that time. And the minute I got my hands on it and saw, we did a live demo together. He got on the phone with me, showed me how to apply it, and immediately I saw results, and I knew I had to get my hands on as much of it as I could. So right now we're probably sitting on, I don't know, lots and lots and lots of jars. We want the world to know how amazing it is. So, yeah, big shout-out to Shelly Maguire and Frankie Tedesco. They are the founders and create the
Shelly Maguire is originally from St. Louis, Missouri herself, from the 314. She has struggled with cystic fibrosis all her life. She started in a salon in Chesterfield, Missouri. She kind of moved into to the Home Shopping Network. It was the number one seller on the Home Shopping Network for 9 years.
Nice.
And they only get a 1-minute spot. So her and Frankie, her husband, they wanted to interact with the community and with distributors because that's their passion in life. They kind of miss interacting with people. So they joined a company called Zango, and Zango just merged with Z's International. And what that is, it's a multi-level marketing company that some people, you know, might have a bad taste in their mouth about. But, you know, it is, you get what you put in. And, you know, I've been able to travel the world with Zango and Zija for free and, you know, get to meet people like Les Brown. And you know, the personal development and the mentorship that you get from, and the support that you get from the people is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't know if y'all know Les Brown, but he always told you to shoot for the moon because if you miss, you'll land among the stars. And, you know, I'm sitting next to a star right now, you know what I'm saying? But you also got to help other people achieve their dreams, because if you help enough people achieve their dreams, you too will achieve yours. And I kind of got a recovery story I won't go into, but I feel like I'm forever indebted in my life to help other people succeed and get to where they need to be because somebody helped me get to where I need to be.
And I definitely can respect that. You know, what you put out, what you get in. Let's go to the phone lines and get some love, and then I'm going to get back into some more questions before I get into more of this hot music. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Step Your Game Up Saturdays, each and every Saturdays at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Also, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B. So let's go to the phone lines and get some love. We got Chicago in the building. We got the 773-759. Denai, what's going on, Queen?
What's going on? What's going on, Queen? How are you? Hey, Shayna.
Hey, girl. How are you?
It was funny. I'm good. I was like going down my timeline, and I was like, a show on Saturday. Let me see who this is. Oh, heck yeah. Diva Ebony B's back on the air. Definitely got to tune in so far because that's my girl right there.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Thank you so much,
Denaya, for tuning in, man. Denaya is such a supporter, and we're so thankful for her. Denaya keeps me every time I have my custom door knockers. I know I talk about this on it. I'm going to keep talking about them. But I got my custom door knockers, my Diva door knockers from Denaya. She made me some custom jewelry about 3 years ago. And, honey, they still slay all day. So make sure y'all hit her up. Make sure y'all hit her up about those door knockers, honey. Yes, all my jewelry is just fabulous. I mean, seriously. And big shout out to Shelly McGuire. I mean, I have seen that gel. I've seen different people do it. I've seen, you know, a couple of different people that I didn't know. Not until you see someone that you do know doing a product and trying a product and seeing the results instantly is absolutely amazing. Denaya, do you have any questions for Shayna or for JP?
I mean, I think the biggest thing is, like, what gave you the courage to take to go away from the corporate market and just step out and take that leap and do your own thing for people that are thinking about doing it?
Well, for me, personally, this is a personal opinion. Quite frankly, I wanted, you know, I've always wanted to do something others haven't. And quite frankly, before I launched Curvy Girls Nation, plus size anything wasn't really that big. In fact, it was frowned upon.
Right.
So I knew that's where I needed to be. And others' opinions only make me stronger. So my haters are my motivation. So at this point, you know, we're more and more recognized each day. And JP and I are building an empire that the foundation is so strong, nothing's going to take it down. So that gives us the motivation to keep moving forward. And, you know, it is what it is.
And with a rider like JP, honey, how could you not step out of those sneakers and put those heels on? Clap back. That's all
that
I'm
saying. Right? You know?
I know that's right. Well, Ebony and Denai, I just caught wind that the founders themselves are calling in of the 2 Minute Miracle Gel, Shelly McGuire and Frankie Tedesco.
Nice.
So I'm not sure if you, you know, I'm just giving you a heads up. They are on the line, ready to chat and say hello.
Them are fine peeps from the 314. They down there in Florida. Oh yeah.
But Denaya, real quick, I gotta say she made me some custom jewelry too, honey. And those pieces, yes, I love them. I'm just waiting for the right time. But I, you know, JP and I have this massive wedding to plan. I just may wear them for my wedding, honey.
And you should. And congratulations, Denaya. Tell everybody where they can go to find your jewelry pieces and also get their custom pieces from Denaya Designs, honey, for you.
Absolutely. You can go to bit.ly/DD4U jewelry. That's bit.ly/DD4U jewelry. You can follow Denaya Designs for You on Twitter. We have our own Twitter account now. And go to Facebook page, facebook.com/Denaya Designs for You. And if you missed any of that, just Google Denaya Designs. I promise you everything will pop up.
Denaya, thank you so much for coming through. Denaya is always such a big supporter. She's been a big supporter of my radio career for the last, 6 years now. So a round of applause for that. Thank you, Denaya. Let's get some more calls in before we go to the next one. Let's see where we at. We got 314-324. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio on Step Your Game Up Saturdays. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hi, this is Shelly and Frankie calling in from Florida.
Boom. Woo! Shelly! Welcome to Diva Spot and this miracle gel. I mean, you guys have broke the internet several times. I know you have to have everybody with hands on deck all the time because I know that stuff is just flying off the shelf and it's just amazing. Shelly, how you doing? How you doing?
We're doing great. And you know what? We've listened to your show before. We love it. And when JP and Shayna said they were going to be on this show, we got really excited because they're on there, and I got Frankie with me, and they're talking about us. And but I got to be honest, they are the inspiration, you know. Frankie and I did live television and infomercials on the big stage for years and years, sold millions of jars of our product. But it's people like JP and Shayna that give us our motivation. They're out there. They're changing people's lives. They're meeting people one-on-one and showing them how to have better skin, how to have more confidence, and how to start their own home-based business so that you can become an entrepreneur and not work that 9-to-5 job exclusively. So you can earn more money part-time, full-time, half-time, anytime you want. And they're just such an amazing inspiration. And JP and Shayna, we love you.
Absolutely.
We love you, too.
That is awesome sauce, and I like what you said about not having to work that 9-to-5. So here's my question for you, Shelly and Frankie, and then I'm going to throw it back to Shayna and JP. got our names mixed up, but I'm a professional, baby. I got this.
You got it, girl. You got this one.
But this is my question, because it is Step Your Game Up Saturdays, and we are giving tips and tricks on how to take your business to the next level. Now, there are some people who are still working a 9-to-5, a 2-to-10, part-time, full-time, all the time. For those who are right in that midst, they're like ready to, they're right on the fence, and they're ready to jump off and say, you know what? That's it. I have worked this job. I'm so frustrated. I'm tired of it, but I do need something to support my business. For those who are ready to go ahead and jump off the fence, get in the real grass, get in there to really do some work, what would be your suggestion? Because you need a nest egg. You just don't jump over the fence without having money or something saved up to support your business. You need something to support your business. For those who are just like, you know what, I'm tired of my boss. I'm tired of my coworker. I'm about to go ahead and give her a toothpaste and a biscuit. And my supervisors, before they do that, what would you suggest that they do?
You know what? You're absolutely right. And just my opinion, once again, is, you know, before I started my own company and before we went to start our own business, we worked 2 or 3 jobs because you're right. You can't just make that jump. You want to emotionally, you're so out of there. And you're like, I got to get out of here. I got to do my own thing. But what you've got to do is really have a methodical plan. You've got to say, all right, I am willing to give up the next 6 months of working double time, double duty, extra hard, and set my goals out in front of me and write them down. Have tangible goals, timelines, and deadlines. So these are not dreams. They're in writing with deadlines and timelines, and it's methodical and something that's not just an emotional, angry response, but something that's so well thought out that you know your vision. Right, Frankie? You agree?
Well, I would add to that, you find yourself a mentor, somebody you look up to,
yeah,
and somebody you respect for the work that they're doing. And I would, obviously, for
Shana
this call,
GP.
John Pearson and Shana Reed, you look at what they're doing on Facebook. You look what they're doing every day, day to day.
And they're working
and just
a couple jobs.
Mirror that,
yeah,
and you will succeed. John Pearson and Shana Reed are what I want to be when I grow up.
Right.
And you think that Shelley McGuire and Frank Tedesco, because we have this great product, we've done amazing things, but every year, every day, every year I wake up, every day I wake up, I have to look for inspiration because I have dark days just like any other entrepreneur. And I look at John Pearson and Shana Reed, and boy, let me tell you, they do some wonderful things for my psyche.
Exactly.
I look at what they're doing for your mentor.
So true. Find your mentor and your inspiration like you guys
copy
are.
Copy what they're doing.
And John and Shana, you can relate. I mean, how many jobs are you working at one time to get to your end goal?
I work a couple jobs. I work in an oven during the day. And, about 2,900 degrees, but I go to school at night, and it's I believe in multiple streams of income, and you talked about mentors. I got great mentors like Marlene Bryce and Kylie Butler and Dwayne Dyer. Those are multi-million-dollar earners, not to throw their business out there in the industry that we're in, Shelly. And you know, you and Frankie know them personally. Those people got hearts of gold, just like you and Frankie, Shelly, and we love and honor our mentors in our life, because without mentors, you can't do it alone, because teamwork makes a dream work. You know what I'm saying?
And I'm glad that we're talking about mentors as well, because, and it's one thing that I wanted to say, and all of you guys, thank you for the jewels. Oh my God, my listeners are going to be able to level up, no excuses, because an excuse ain't nothing but a lie at the end of the day. But what I will say is, when you are going through a rough patch as an entrepreneur and run business, and you are feeling depleted, and you're just upset and angry, I would suggest for you to call somebody that's on a higher level than you. Not somebody that's lower than you, not somebody that's on your level, but somebody that's on a higher level than you in that business, because they have been where you've been. And they are going to be able to motivate you through. They are going to be able to say, you know what, I understand, I can relate, and here's what we're going to do. We're going to get up, get cute, and get out anyway. So, Oh my God, round of applause
so
for you guys.
True.
Thank you for sharing that.
And
go ahead.
It's so true. And I was going to say, you know, one of my principles that I look in life is, look at little kids. There is no way that they are taking no for an answer. If they want cookies, candy, ice cream, a game, it doesn't matter what it is, right? If you have kids and they're annoying because they're always scheming, and no matter what you tell them no, they don't have the fear that you have as an adult, right? They're not afraid yet. Right? And as we get older, though, our past scares us. Our experience scares us, and we lose that dedication to knowing where our focus is and having that end goal in mind. So if you go back to thinking like a child and realizing that you can't take no for an answer, and you've got to get through boundaries, you've got to get around obstacles, and you've got to keep your mind on what you can do to reach what you need and stay so focused on that you can achieve it no matter what. It's going to be hard. It's going to be work. It's going to be highs, lows, dark days, but you will get there if you keep your mind into the fact that you won't take no for an answer.
Amen.
Right.
Well, you know what, Shelly and Frankie, thank you so much for coming through to Diva Spot. You're welcome back anytime. Just the next time you come back, you got to pour your own Kool-Aid.
We love it, and thank you for your show. We love it and love you.
Yeah. Love
all
you
right.
Today.
Love you, too.
We love you all.
You know you're doing it big when the founders call in. I mean, just come on now. Can we do it any bigger? Can we get it any bigger than that?
Ebony, no big deal. We love them dearly, and you know they've given us a way to do exactly what she said. We can, not work a 9-to-5 because the product speaks for itself. And you know, I do my demos because it works, and I want to show everyone that it, you know, what it does. So, anyone who's listening that's interested in this amazing product, you can hit up either JP or I on our Facebook, and we'll get you hooked up.
We got essential oils. We got juice. Our products contain moringa. All you got to do is ask Siri what the most nutritious plant on this earth is, and she'll tell you moringa because I ain't got no reason to lie. And mangosteen, go on to PubMed.gov. It'll tell you all about how it's the best all-natural anti-inflammatory known to science. It's about health as well and about helping other people.
More with Shayna Reed and JP when we come back. Let's get into another hot track because we got a game to play with them. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You already know. Step your game up.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot. On the grind.
Love ain't as black and white. Ain't that simple? It's hard to tell who's wrong or right. When it's dark with us, where I barely see the light. Should I stick it out? Are you worth this fight? Are we worth this fight? I ain't no quitter, babe. And I've been jammed up all these years. I thought you did me, babe. I was there when no one wanted to stay with you, baby. If I make it through hell and I come out alive, I got nothing to fear. No more crying and trying to bring back the loving when nothing is here. Let me be clear, I wasn't perfect, but this ain't worth it. I'm done with the mess. I confess under stress, and I know I'ma look back and call it a blessing.
There ain't no quitter, babe. No quitter, babe. And I've been damned for these years. I thought you did me, babe. I was there when no one wanted to stay with you, baby.
Oh, baby, oh, tell me who's gonna love.
if you're in the thick of it, baby, you would definitely get out of it. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, Stephanie Game Up Saturdays. We got Shayna Reed and JP live in this thing, and we're going to play a little game with them. Y'all ready to play this little game that I got for y'all?
Yes, we do, honey. Bear with us. We got the dogs barking, so we're trying to put them away, so don't be alarmed.
All right, I got you, because you know what? Diva be like, keep your dog on your lane. When I'm walking down the street and when I'm doing my little jog and my little run, if I see you coming with your dog, I go on the other side of the street. And everybody say, oh, my dog don't bite. Your dog got teeth, boo-boo. It is okay.
I got you, girl.
So, a big shout-out to F. Collie for that hot drop. I'm just feeling F. Collie for everything that he's done for the show. But I want to play this little game with y'all. Whenever you guys are ready, just let me know.
We are ready. We're bringing the pup in right now.
Okay. So you guys got this amazing product, and you just got married. So congratulations on you guys getting engaged. Well, you didn't just get married. You just got engaged. So congratulations on that.
Thank you, Queen. We appreciate that. Yeah, I'm definitely excited to May 5th is the date to be a Pearson finally.
Woo! Woo, woo, woo! Come on, girl. Come on over
yes,
to the
ma'am.
Club. It's fun over here, baby. Yes. It is fun in the wife club. But the
yes,
game
ma'am.
I want to ask you is, Shayna, I'm going to do you first. So I'm going to say a word, and I want you to give me the first thing that comes to your mind. And then we're going to do JP and get the first thing that comes to his mind, okay?
Yes.
All right, so you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
First word is Nicki Minaj.
Here, JP, is that his word too or just mine?
Just yours. It passed. You got a couple of seconds, so here it is. You're on a timer now.
All right, pass.
Okay, pass. The second word is chemical breakout.
JP.
The third word is postpartum depression.
Veterans.
Okay. Your fifth word is Your fifth word is pregnancy.
No time soon.
Fast. and your last one is discount for a discount.
Discount for discount?
Discount on a discount.
One more time. What was the first? I didn't hear the first part of it.
Okay, your last word. Let's give her another. Your next word is hookup.
Hookup?
Yeah.
Kirby Girls Nation.
There you go. Give her a round of applause, y'all. Give her a round of applause. All right, JP, you ready?
I'm always ready.
JP, like I gave my game face on. Let's go. All right. JP, your first word is leggings.
Leggings?
Yeah. First thing that comes to your mind.
Venus Williams.
Your second word is front lace wigs.
Front lace wigs.
Weave.
Your third statement. Now you get a statement. Your statement is socks and sandals.
What did you say? Socks and sandals?
Yes, socks and sandals.
That's kind of inner city trailer park weirdos.
Oh no!
All right. Your fifth word is Trump.
Trump is World War III. There you go. North Korea, World War III, Iran, whatever else, billionaire. There you go.
All right. And your last word is Tupac.
Tupac. Life goes on. Only God can judge me. I live my life as an outlaw. Oh, yeah.
Thank you guys for playing. Thank you guys so much for playing that game. I mean, I always try to do something different and, you know, always try to play a game and just get people to kind of trigger their brains and think about things. And, you know, it's always important for us to keep our minds sharp. Always important for us to think outside the box. So thank you for playing that game, you guys. You actually did a good
Absolutely.
Job.
Absolutely. It was so fun.
Now, the third to last question that I have for you guys is, of course, you are a power couple. You just got engaged, and you guys are running the business together. How do you guys maintain balance?
Well, when it comes to, you have to be able to know when to put business to the side. When I come home as his fiance, the business stops. I make sure the house is taken care of, he's taken care of, and the household is, you know, complete, you know, everything that needs to be done is done. But then there's also, it's like a light switch, you know, when to switch it back on. And when JP and I, you know, the average millionaire billionaire has more than one stream of income. How many is it?
We got seven.
Seven streams of income. So JP and I are always talking about how to improve our business. So once we start that conversation, the light switch comes on and we start working on our business. But you just need to know when it's time to shut down and relax and you know, come back into wife mode, or, you know, that's very, very important. Like today we went out and handled our business, and now we're home doing what couples do, cooking, cleaning, fixing up the house. But there's a time and a place for everything. Everything's not just about making money. You have to, in order to be happy, you have to, you know, live your life.
And you definitely right about
rich,
that.
You got to have things money won't buy. And money won't buy happiness. I mean, it will buy a jet ski and a boat or something, but it won't make you happy. You gotta feel good on the inside and the outside. And it's already a crazy world we live in. If people would just pay attention to what's going on, and
absolutely,
it's all good.
Amen.
Now, amen. It's always the craziest word. You got to take the time out to enjoy the things that money can't buy. You know, just like just spending time with your mates, spending time with your kids. You know, even just going out and walking and enjoying the atmosphere and the air and just everything that you work so hard for, because we work ourselves in a frenzy. But when do we take the time out to just walk around the neighborhood that we work so hard to live in? When do we take some time out, you know, to just sit and have some tea and enjoying this God-given earth that God has given us? Like, I think so many times that we work so hard, we say, oh, we're working to make sure our kids live in a great neighborhood or have a nice home, or, you know, but we work so much. When are you home to enjoy it? So I love the fact that what you said, Queen, was business is done. When I'm your fiance, I'm your business partner. Now, my second question is, there are going to be some other people who are jealous of you, or, you know, who actually wants what you have and try to infiltrate that. What are the telltale signs of just helping people step their game up, step their business up, especially when they're dealing with business? Because when you have a very successful woman and beautiful like yourself, Shayna, and you have a very successful man and handsome like yourself, JP, they're going to want that. What are some of the telltale signs that you guys have seen? Like, you know what? Yeah, this person is not here for business, but they are for their profession, I mean, their personal needs.
Well, Queen, I will tell you this. JP and I have already faced that. We've already dealt with people who have tried to break us down. You know, if a woman can sweep in and take JP from me, he wasn't mine from the beginning. I'll just say that. But he's here. He's my king. I'm not going anywhere. He's not going anywhere. We have already an established empire, and we're just making it bigger. For the haters and for the people that want to, you know, have what we have, instead of being jealous and envious of what we have, stop for a minute, inbox myself or JP, and we will personally show you how to have what we have. In less than 6 months, left New York, bought a house together, two brand new cars, We have, you know, lots of trips planned and a massive wedding to plan. Honey, all that can be done if people would stop being jealous. Let us show you how we got to where we're at.
Oh, yeah, haters ain't nothing. What it stands for is F having anger towards everyone reaching success. And you should never let others' opinions become your reality. You know what I'm saying? And you take responsibility for yourself, and you will develop a hunger, Les Brown said. He said, develop that hunger, and you will accomplish your dreams. But, you know, you got to kind of feed your mind with positivity because people will get negative. I lost my own family members over reaching the things that I did. All I did was quit drinking alcohol and doing drugs 5 years ago and started being a motivational speaker to people in recovery. And, yeah, you got them haters. But like I said, that's having anger towards everyone reaching success, and haters going to hate. You know what I mean?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
No,
we don't. And, you know, we appreciate our haters because they're watching. Yeah. And maybe they can learn something from what we're doing. But like I said, for real, if there is someone out there, and y'all know who you are, that want what we have, put the anger to the side. We will be more than happy, and we'd be honored to show you how to get there.
People that can't grow with you can't go with you. Unfortunately, that's just the way it is.
That's the way it is. And big shout out to all those who are, you know, celebrating sobriety and also who are working hard every day to stay sober and clean. One day at a time, it works when you work it. So you got to remember that. And people are going to try to come in and be your triggers and try to pull you off. So I'm definitely happy that you guys already have a plan in place. So when that does happen and have went through some experience with that before you got married, because marriage is a whole nother level and it's a whole nother love. So, you know, big shout out to you guys for that. And my last question that I have for you guys is, when the baby's coming?
Well, honey, I got to be 100% frank with you. JP and I are in a time in our lives where, you know, we just want to relax. I'm just going to let the good Lord handle that if it happens.
Amen.
It's meant to happen. But, you know, I'm not saying it's not something that we both talk about. However, at this moment, we've got so much going on good that I think we're just going to enjoy life at this moment. And like I said, if it's part of the equation, then so be it. And, you know, if it's in his will, let his will be done.
Don't let the Moringa and Mangosteen fool you. I am a grandfather. And do have a daughter that's about 18 years old. But that them health products keep me looking young and fresh, you know what I mean? So I am a grandfather already. But, you know, in the future, if the future happens, it's all good.
We will gladly welcome a baby when that time comes.
I love it. When that time comes, the babies will come. You know what? Just enjoying yourself as much as possible. Hey, you guys, let everybody know how they get in contact with you, get that wonderful product to learn more about Curvy Girls Nation, and also book you guys for some motivational speaking because you guys have been all over the world and you're doing great things. So let everybody know how to get in contact with you and become a part of this movement. This is Successful Music to step their game up.
Absolutely. Well, first and foremost, our biggest marketing tool is Facebook itself. You can find me on Facebook at Shayna Reed, SHAYNARED. Mm-hmm. My Facebook group is Curvy Girls with a Z, CURVYGIRLZ Nation. Right now, my website is under maintenance because we are about to launch the new line. So it's under construction, but when that's back up and running, I will definitely be sure to let you know. And you can contact John Pearson. Just as it sounds, Jonathan, JohnathanPearson, PEARSON. And, you know, we're available 24 hours a day. And, honey, one last thing I want to tell you. I myself am also in recovery. It's not something I've, you know, went public with. I'm 12 years and counting. JP and I are working on a book together. It'll all be released to the public. And, you know, for everyone who thinks that this cannot be done, well, I got news for you, honey. Two people that came from very terrible places have changed their lives to the better, and we're making it happen. I mean, if people haven't heard about us, they certainly will. So stay tuned because the best is yet to come.
You already know it's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Stay tuned. We're going to come Educate and Regulate session. We're going to hit you with some Slate Stone right now with Keep It 1000. And did y'all know that they are trying to label the Black Lives Movement as a terrorist group? We're going to get into that in the Hot Mess News. Slate Stone, Keep It 1000. Let's go.
I'm a dude, never been fake. I'm a G-thing, loyal to my partners on the street. I'ma keep it 1000. Recognize me, not 100, but 1000 where I stay. Real recognize we bottom to the top. People waiting on my fall, but the grind will never stop. See, I motivate the block. People show me love where I go. At my city, that's for sure. And they know I'ma keep it 1000.
Ready for whatever, man, I gotta keep mine. Every day we going in, so up under city lights. 216, man, my unit is phenomenal. Never mess with lanes when it comes to the game, fool. Oh, no, never that. Teach them cause I know how. Suckers say they 100, acting like some hoes now. I can touch a hater with that 4-pound wood, cause y'all hoes. And I don't show hoes no love, no. Progress too far with the change that you're making. Pockets moving, stutter fat, and yours is clay aching. Lack of patience, this doctor's patient. Fix your mouth to tell lies, but need a facelift. They say fake is real. If it's real, then you're fake. I just formulate the truth, cause some haters gon' hate. We make them boys chill, change up and slow down. We'll recognize real, we keeping it 1000.
I'm a dude, never been fake. I'm a G-thing, loyal to my partners on the street. I'ma keep it 1000. Recognize me, not 100, but 1000 where I stay. Real recognize me, bottom to the top.
And more than you show, and some sometimes that's just the best way to go. Because it's not like they even listen. Just view you a threat and competition. So just use your vision, baby. They can see what they're missing, baby. Part of the system, degrading class of people that came before slavery. Your kings and queens, your history, your everything. They wanna hide the truth, you ain't stupid. They can lie as long as you see through it. They want you to act stupid, but you don't. Like they up of the law, like there ain't consequences to hit it raw. Treat you as though they have no regard, like your life is nothing more than a pawn, more than a song. This a fuck you to the system. They want you dead or locked up in prison. I can't stand that shit. So I'ma be the one to stand against it. If you really want a revolution, you gotta be the one to have some courage. Different now.
On the spot, on the grind.
That was Majesty right there. You already know. Big shout out to Tacoma. Big shout out to everybody that's doing their thing right now. But we're going to get into this education regulation. And before I do that, I want to blame Chris J and Fisher in here. Indie Plus on. Chris J, what's going on, King? Welcome to Diva Vibes. Hold on, Chris J. I can't help you. I can't hear you. You might be calling 911 number. Open your mic up, King.
What's going on? Can you hear me now?
I can. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Hey, Clear J, welcome to the show, man. Thank you for coming on Step Your Game Up Saturdays. You know how we do each and every Saturday. We help businesses step their game up each and every Saturday, man. It's an honor to have you in the building because you are a man that's about your business. So round of applause. Yes.
It's my pleasure. Yeah.
Wow, the hot song that I just played right there was by Majesty, and it's called Ain't Stupid. If you want to check out Majesty, all you got to do is Google her Majesty, well-known artist out of the Northwest here in Washington, and she's definitely doing her thing, and she does a lot of conscious music, and that's why I really, really love her. But Claire J, I'm glad I'm asked you to come on because I wanted to get more into your business and about what you do. And you have actually formulated and been the push behind a lot of movements and businesses. So for those who don't know who you are and been under a rock or up under the hair dryer for too long, let them know who you are, Claire J.
Well, my name is Claire J. Official. I am the host of Indie Grind Push. And I'm also a partner in the collaboration of podcast called The Independent Connect. I'm also a rapper, singer. Sometimes I play around with production, you know, songwriting, things of that nature. So I get into a little bit. I got a lot of things going on and a lot of interest, and I try to build in those interests and or interests, and you know what I'm saying, make something happen with it.
Clay J, how long have you been building your brand? How long have you been in the industry and doing music and just handling business, period?
Well, as far as the music side goes, in the business of music, I've been in it ever since, heavily ever since I was 8 years old. Shout out to my brother, the Lion King. He pulled me into the business real hard and, you know, showing me different things and different aspects of how it goes. My father, he was also an artist that was signed with Atlantic for a while, and you know, he did a lot of songs over there as well. So he showed me different aspects of the business and things. So I've been doing it like independently, you know, damn near all my life. And you know what I'm saying, everybody that I meet has interest in it. I try to in the game. I don't you know, want to sell nothing or anything like that. I just want to give to, you know, I give with somebody else so that maybe it can help somebody else, you know, down the line. Or like that. So, yeah.
Wow.
Strong. Now, the business side, I really jumped on it when I was about 16. I remember starting my first label, ATM Records, at the age of 15. By 16, we were selling out of the streets, out of the trunk of our cars, you know, almost 5,000 CDs a month. By the time I was 18, I had made my first 30,000 selling CDs and stuff like that just out of the trunk of my car before I pushed it into stores with consignment. So it's been a long journey for me, and I've been basically on it all my life.
Well, you're definitely doing big things with it, and the years of experience have shown, you know. And Clint J. Fisher, what are some of the projects that you are working on right now?
Well, the project I'm working on strong right now is Indie Grind Plus, and also Mike Hustle Media, making Mike Hustle Media a bigger company and a better company, helping independent. So any independent artists out there or any independent businesses out there that, you know what I'm saying, want to grow, want to reach the next level, we try to help them, you know, get there. So right now we have a gaming channel that we're working on with Trust Me Shannon, who is also the co-host of Indie Grind Plus, and we're formulating that together. And we also have another podcast that we're working on and building out of Columbus, GA. So we have a lot in the works right now.
Now, for those who are looking to be independent business owners who are just ready, you know, what are some of the first steps that you would suggest that they take before they decide to become a full-blown business? Because some of us, you know, we have the great talent, we have the great ideal, but some of us just don't know where to start to become an independent business or what steps to take to be taken serious.
Well, I mean, it's kind of cliche to say it, but the simplest thing that you can do is start. You know what I'm saying? Don't procrastinate. Don't contemplate over it too much. You know, a dream is just that. It's a dream. Like when you lay down and you go to sleep, you know what I'm saying? You don't expect the dream to start. It just does, right?
Yeah.
So when you planning on doing your business, it's the same as that way. You might have an idea in your head and you don't know where to go from. Well, the best thing to do is just start it. Just put it in motion. And once you start putting it in motion, you know what I'm saying, you can plan as you go. And then as you plan, you just work your plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So the first idea to, you know what I'm saying, anybody that's doing anything is to start it first. And then, you know what I'm saying, just go ahead and, you know, learn as you go.
And that's the biggest thing, is to learn as you go, because experience is the best teacher. We give that piece to a lot of our family, friends, and the younger ones that's up under us, is experience is the best teacher. But sometimes we don't take our own advice. And then I've kind of seen a lot of times that people feel like they need to have this, even if you're starting off at radio or even if you're starting off at anything. A lot of entrepreneurs I see, they invest a lot of money into, and there's nothing wrong with investing into yourself, but they invest a lot of money into their product or brand looks first. And would that be a great idea to invest money into, you know, getting flyers, getting business cards, doing a website, you know, just a visual aspect? Is it a good idea to invest a lot of money into visuals?
Well, I would say that you can invest a lot of money into something, or you can invest a little bit at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you don't want to, you know, put your whole life savings into something that, you know what I'm saying, might not be your actual niche, just something that you know what I'm saying, you think is going to work. So you want to put money in it a little bit at a time. So as far as IndieGrind Plus goes, how we started it, with IndieGrind Plus, we started with just the site first.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. On the site first, you know, posting different articles from artists and stuff, or you know, posting different songs and music and stuff like that. Then we carry it over to the podcast, because at the time that we started the site, we started to build the podcast.
Yeah.
So you know, the site was developed and everything like that. And once we got the word out about IndieGrind Plus, then we took the time to start the podcast, and that's when everything started moving. So you got to invest a little bit at a time. The rule is supposed to be that, you know, 80% of the income that you get is supposed to, you know, support the business. But if you can break that 80% down, so that, you know what I'm saying, you don't have to spend so much and still accomplish a lot, then I would say to do that.
You know what I'm saying? If you can do a little 60-40 with your money, you know, put half and half, and, you know, take some of it and invest minimum and make more. Is that what you're saying? Because some people are like, okay, I need to invest all this money, but you invest a little bit at a time. You invest minimum, so that little bit that you started starts to make money, so you can have some saved money.
That's right. I mean, because, you know, a lot of people that start businesses, they usually start them around about, you know, 25, 26 years old. And, you know, saying by that time, some people have already been started families, had kids, you know, have a career and everything like that. So we know that you have to take care of your business, like your household, your kids, everything like that. So you don't want to just, you know, take every bit of food out of your people's mouth and put it directly into your business. Like you don't want to do that.
That's definitely working against your business, not for your business. This is your girl, Ebony B. You're now tuning live to Stay Up Saturdays. We have IndieGrind Plus on live in the building and dropping some jewels on how to teach you how to step your game up. We're going to do a little music break, and when we're going to come back with an Educate and Regulate session and talk about how some people want to label the Black Lives Matter movement as a terrorist group. Let's get into right now with Jarrell Perry with Wayne Capello.
Hate, love, pain, blood, it's everything I know I gave a life. Cold sweat, deep breath, if I lose all and I don't want it back. I don't need it back. I don't want it back. Where I'm from won't be long till I'm gone. I don't want it back.
We could gain the whole world. We could gain the whole world. Fuck with all the bad girls. We could get the baddest girls. They said wait in due time. Ain't standing in the light no more. No more. No more. Where I'm from won't be long.
www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspot or send me your replies on Twitter at Diva Ebony B. Again, that's at Diva Ebony B. Now, I have spoke to you, Claire J, about this a little, and you know we have spoken in brief about there are people out there who want to label the Black Lives Matter movement as a terrorist group. And when I hear terrorist group, all I can hear is causing terror and tearing up. Now, they have 1,200 so far, but are they trying to get a petition signed because the Black Lives Matter group is tearing up stuff? Or are they trying to get the petition because they're actually afraid now that they are stepping up, being vocal voices, getting educated, making moves, and because we know the law, and we're willing to use the law. So we're like, okay. And I know there's backlash, Sir Jay, when you see the Black Lives Matter people looting, people burning down, setting cars on fires and whatnot. But did not the white supremacy for years go into black neighborhoods, burn down stuff, set things on fire, lynch people? And let's talk about Oklahoma. You know, close to Oklahoma, the Black Wall Street. Did you not go through and bomb that? What's the beef? Y'all call me up 347-989-0302. Again, that's 347-989-0302. And give me your feedback, because the White House wants in. It's a new online petition is asking the White House to label as a terrorist group. Now, the petition was organized by the We Are the People movement. Now, the petition, like I said, has 1,600 signatures, and now they need 100,000 to get the petition to the White House. So that's what they're trying to get it to. Now, in comparison, the petition is asking President Trump to release his tax returns. That has 1 million signatures. Now, according to the people of the Black Lives Matter organization, this is not a violent organization. It was never going to be a violent movement. But we have to do something to stop y'all from killing us, drugging us, raping us, and keeping us under oppression. So, Claire J., I want to get your feedback on that.
Well, this is my thing about this. I agree with everything that you just said about, first of all, the biggest terrorist group in the United States, as we know, is the KKK.
Yeah.
Because of the that they put out against, you know what I'm saying, black men and women. Now, if you look at the Black Lives Matter movement, We know from, you know what I'm saying, actual fact that the looting that's going on, maybe the burning the cars and things like that that is seen within the Black Lives Matter movement that may go on.
Uh-huh.
We know a fact that, you know what I'm saying, those are infiltrators.
Mm-hmm.
You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? Certain governments and certain powers that be set up to go inside the Black Lives Matter movement when protests and things like that are going on and make those things happen in order for, you know what I'm saying, that movement to look bad. Now,
mm-hmm.
okay, if you don't believe that, then you can go back to, you know what I'm saying, you
Malcolm
go back
X.
to Malcolm movement. You see what I'm saying? Where it were infiltrators that came into that and, you know what I'm saying, made it so that this man could actually be killed. You can
mm-hmm.
go all the way back to Marcus Garvey, you see what I'm saying, in his movement,
mm-hmm.
where it was emphasis that came in and literally sabotaged the Black Star Line ships.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? All movement. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm a firm believer in the Bible. The Bible says there's nothing new up under the sun.
Nothing.
You see what I'm saying? With all this stuff happening that's going on in the Black Lives Matter movement, it is nothing but to deter you from supporting that movement. Now, with that being said, how do we weed out these people?
Good question.
You see what I'm saying? To this movement moving forward. That's the thing that I want to know. And then, you know what I'm saying, what's the goal behind, you know what I'm saying, the Black Lives Matter movement? Because, see, my thing is this. I'm not trying to shout out to Martin Luther King, because, you know what I'm saying, this was his vision at one point. I'm not trying
mm-hmm.
to assimilate with, I'm trying to break away from this system.
Yeah.
If you understand, I'm not trying to assimilate with this system, and you know what I'm saying, I hope that is the goal of Black Lives Matter, not to further assimilate us into this system, but
yeah.
to, you know what I'm saying, bring us out of this system so that we can do bigger and better things for ourselves, knowing that, you know what I'm saying, we are some of the greatest people, if not the greatest people on this earth.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? That, go back with facts too. with black people inventing the most of everything that has been put on this earth. And the only reason we don't get credit is because they come in and put these patents on the stuff that we invent and then call it their own.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So, with that being said, I don't wish for the Black Lives Matter movement to assimilate. You see what I'm saying? I actually would wish that we would start to further segregate ourselves from the system. You see what I'm saying? And start to do our own thing and start to do our own thing because we have the knowledge and we have the people and we have the money flow in order to do so. You see what I'm saying? So if they want to label us as a terrorist group, that's what they're going to do. But at the same time, what are we trying to do to counter it? You see what I'm saying? What are we trying to do in an effort to show them that, you know what I'm saying, number one, we are great, and number two, that we can do greater things for ourselves? Because that's the main thing that they're looking at. You see what I'm saying? That is one of the main things they're looking at.
And my question is, too, you know, like, I hear you when you say, you know what, I would prefer us to separate ourselves from the system because the system is broken, point blank, period, no matter how you look at it. But do you think that this is something that actually something that can be done in America? Should we try to come together and pull all our resources together to try to remove ourselves from a system that was already in place before we already got here? You know, or should we take what we have and go somewhere else on the other side of the world and get out of America and start to do things differently over there? Because we are Americanized. So would you say that should we try to do that here, or should we try to do it somewhere else?
Well, I mean, I'm kind of in between on that, because at the same time, we got to understand that when they came over here, they did away with a lot of indigenous people.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those people did blend with, you know what I'm saying, black people, and they still exist, you know what I'm saying, within black culture.
Uh-huh.
So with them, you know what I'm saying, getting rid of a lot of us, this is still considered our home. They're actually the denizens, like we're the true citizens.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? So we could, you know, pick up and go somewhere where, you know, it's mainly black people. Like,
and let them, let them deal with their own self. Let them tear up the rest of what's left here in America. You know, let them do whatever that they will with each other and just take what we already know, what we already have, because we already have the talent, we already have the skill, we already have the knack, we already have the resources. We have what's needed here in America to, because we already built it. We already built up America. And for all of you people out there listening, saying, oh my God, here we go, y'all built. Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
Yep.
We don't know, then you need to do your history. So, you know, we already have the knack and the creativity and everything that we need to make, to be in a place where we can be able to be successful and live in harmony, you know. I say that we get up and we leave America and leave America to do what she do, because it's already done. Because we can't afford any more killings. We can't afford any more of our, you know, it was one thing with our black man and that was very hurtful, but now we got the queen. The woman is the god of earth. You kill the god of earth. How do you do that? So, yeah, that's where I'm at with that.
Nah. We need to get up and you know what I'm saying, move elsewhere, and you know what I'm saying, create something better for ourselves. Because I mean, it's still a bunch of nations in Africa that are mainly. You see, it's still a bunch of tribes that we can get within Africa that's mainly our people, and you know what I'm saying, we can go through and build something with them. You know what I'm saying? Just as they forced us to do it here, we can you know what I'm saying, do what I was there. Now,
and we
this,
have
this
to build relationships over there with that land, too, because you can't come in as an American and go to Africa and think that you're just going to start building over there, because they already got an outlook on us that's negative because of the Americans. So we need to go over there and build some relationships first before we talk about going over there, because guess what? They ain't having it. Off with your head.
Yeah, that's right. Now, this is a point I want to make, to the point that you just said. You know what I'm saying? The naysayers that want to say, oh, here they go talking again about they built America, they built America. If you look at it, we are still building America.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? If you look at the economic stance that we in right now, who does most of the work and does most of the building of these new buildings and these new companies and all that? Who's doing that? That's the black man and woman there.
Yeah.
They starting to pull in the Latino community to do that. You know what I'm saying? We know through historical facts that they are us too. So
yep.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you still got us, you know what I'm saying, enslaved and working like dogs, and then you're gonna pay us little bit by little bit by little bit. And then that's going down every year.
You
know what I'm saying? As more businesses need more help, you're paying us less and less and less. So, you know what I'm saying? It's almost like, you know what I'm saying, they're trying to work us back into, you know, slavery again. You know what I'm saying? But this time doing
it. But we ain't having that. Guess what? We ain't our ancestors. We ain't having it. So, y'all can forget about that right there. Clear J, thank you so much for coming to Step Your Game Up Saturday. Clear J, tell them how they can get in contact with you, network with you, so they can be able to take their businesses and their grind to the next level.
Okay, well, you can reach me personally on Twitter at KLERJ, no, KLEARJ on Twitter. Or you can, you know what I'm saying, join us on Facebook, facebook.com/IndieGrindPlus, and that's all words spelled out, IndieGrindPlus. And you know what I'm saying, just follow us over there. Every Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday, we are on 9 p.m. until we feel like we want to get up. So y'all go.
Clinton, you got any shout outs before we get out of here?
Yeah, I want to give a big shout out to Trust Me Shani at Trust Me Shani on Clear J. I'm on Twitter.com at Trust Me Shani. Give a big shout out to her. Give a big shout out to Don VC also, you know, who was listening through his computer. And to the TIC, you know, that's including you, Ebony B. That's including Jit Chronicles. That's including Kano the Pyro. That's including D Slate, you know. All people over there, y'all doing y'all thing. I appreciate being on the show right now.
Clear J, thank you so much for coming through. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuning in live to Step Your Game Up Saturdays, each and every Saturday, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, at Diva Ebony B, at Diva Spot Radio, at Tick. I'm out of here.